This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Bickley. There are now more than 763,000 deaths resulting from COVID-19 globally, with more than 168,000 in the United States. There are more than 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S., Brazil, and India making up more than half. New Zealand's leader, Jacinda Ardern, extended a lockdown in the country's biggest city Friday, sticking with her go early, go hard strategy to stop the spread of the virus. People in the city of Auckland will be required to mostly stay home for another 12 days. She said, "Our overall COVID-19 strategy remains elimination. That requires the ongoing stamping out of the virus anytime it comes back." 3 days ago, four family members tested positive for the coronavirus, breaking New Zealand's streak of over 100 days with zero cases. On Friday, at least 12 new cases of coronavirus were reported, all linked to a 29-strong same cluster. Meanwhile, the rest of the country will remain on level 2 restrictions, maintaining strict social distancing rules. Ardern pointed to the swift action months ago that proved effective in containing the virus. Genome testing suggests that the new virus outbreak had originated in Britain or Australia, but officials are still investigating how the family in Auckland contracted it. Spain announced new nationwide restrictions, largely focused on nightlife as COVID-19 cases surge in the country. In a news conference Friday, the Spanish health minister announced all nightclubs and dance clubs, with or without music, will be closed. He also issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. He also said street gatherings where young people meet to drink are also banned. New daily cases in Spain have been steadily climbing since the country ended a lockdown of more than 3 months on June 21st. This is VOA News. British travelers rushed home from summer holidays in France Friday, booking planes, trains, boats, and even private jets to get home before 14-day quarantine went into force in response to rising coronavirus infections there. The government announced late on Thursday that it would impose a quarantine from 0300 GMT on arrivals from France, giving an estimated 160,000 UK holidaymakers there just over 24 hours to get home or face self-isolation or return. And the sudden rule change dealt a fresh blow to tourist airlines and tour operators. The pandemic has left many travel groups cash-strapped and fighting for survival. The new quarantine rules apply to France, the second most popular holiday destination for Britons, as well as the Netherlands and Mediterranean island of Malta. The United States says that the UN Security Council rejected an American resolution to indefinitely extend the UN arms embargo on Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the defeat of the resolution Friday ahead of a council meeting to reveal the vote. Russia and China oppose extending the weapons ban, which is due to expire in October, under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. 11 members abstained, including France, Germany, and Britain, while Washington and the Dominican Republic were the only yes votes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced the vote in a statement, saying the Security Council had rejected direct appeals to extend the arms embargo from numerous countries in the Middle East endangered by Iran's violence. The Trump administration has said repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution endorsing the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and six major powers to expire as scheduled October 18th. U.S. President Donald Trump is giving the Chinese company ByteDance 90 days to divest itself of any assets used to support the popular TikTok app in the United States. Mr. Trump's executive order Friday says there is credible evidence that leads him to believe that ByteDance might take action that threatens to impair the national security of the United States. Mr. Trump last week ordered sweeping but vague bans on dealings with Chinese owners of TikTok and the messaging app WeChat, saying that they are a threat to the U.S. national security, foreign policy, as well as the economy. It still remains unclear what the TikTok orders mean for the app's 100 million U.S. users. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.